Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Cincinnati Reds return to the radio tonight. The Reds are mired in a five-game losing streak as they dropped another contest yesterday right here on the airwaves. The Arizona Diamondbacks were in town. If you remember, before the All-Star break, the Reds won the final two games of that series. Arizona limped in, losing 3 to the Braves after the All-Star break. Two teams battling losing streaks, and sadly, the Reds came out on the wrong end of things. Sal Romano called up from AAA, gave up a couple of doubles and a walk. In the fifth inning, Romano couldn't get out of trouble, and the bullpen couldn't bail him out. Arizona tacked on 6 runs in the fifth, 3 more in the seventh. So pitching for the Reds didn't work out. The bullpen didn't work out, and the Reds only had 6 hits on the night. The good news is Zach Cozart broke up his streak. That wasn't very good. It was 0-for. And he had a home run last night and went 3-for-4. But having 3 of the 6 hits, you can tell the Reds' offense wasn't up to the challenge. The Reds get a bigger challenge tonight as they will face Zach Greinke. He takes the mound for the Diamondbacks, and the opposition gets a little bit stronger there. Robbie Ray, your winning pitcher last night. For the Reds tonight, it will be Tim Adelman. Adelman has struggled. He's lost 5 of his last 6 starts, and he has a streak of 3 in a row. Reds and Diamondbacks wrap up tomorrow afternoon, 12:35, getaway day. We will not have that one for you, obviously, on the airwaves. We'll pick it back up with the Reds on the weekend as the Miami Marlins come to town. We'll have the Reds and Fighting Fish for you on Friday and Saturday. Game times, 7 o'clock both nights. Game 2 tonight, 7 o'clock, Marty Brenneman's pregame will get things started. First pitch at 7:10 right here, following In the Zone with Dave and Glass. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The award season preseason watch lists keep on rolling in, and every day it seems like we find a new Hoosier that is being identified as one to watch for the 2017 season. And Indiana added junior wide receiver Nick Westbrook to the list yesterday. He is on the 2017 Biletnikoff Award watch list. The Biletnikoff Award is for the best college football wide receiver, named after Fred Biletnikoff, the former Florida State University wide receiver and all-pro receiver for the Oakland Raiders. Westbrook is the only Big Ten wide receiver on this list. He jumped on the scene last year when he was given the opportunity, caught 54 passes for just short of 1,000 yards and 6 touchdowns. He led the team in yardage, touchdowns, and yards per reception. He was second in the Big Ten in yards, 38 nationally, third in average yards per catch, 27th nationally, and 7th in receptions. Total of 995 yards last year is 7th on IU's all-time single-season receiving list. The watch list recognition continues to roll in for Indiana. 5th-year senior cornerback Rashard Fant. He has earned a place on the 2017 Warfel Trophy watch list. This is known as college football's premier award for community service. We know that Fant is already on the All-State AFCA Good Works team. Rashard Fant getting it done in the classroom, getting it done on the football field, and getting it done in the community. That's exactly what you want someone representing your university to do, and Rashard Fant deserves credit for all of the things he's doing there. Indiana opens their football season August 31st, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, national TV against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Dave and Glass in the Zone at 6, Reds baseball at 7, a busy night on a Wednesday. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasscock.